Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by Will and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
So yeah, today we're going to just touch on Fortnite Season 5 again, because we've gotten our hands on it, and a couple of big news items related to Epic Games and Fortnite, and we're also going to talk about Crash Bandicoot as they've released the Insane Trilogy for the Nintendo Switch fairly recently, and then we'll also talk about Spyro as that's going to get re-released later in the year. So it's going to be a good episode. It's all coming up right now. Alrighty, Fortnite Season 5. Finally, we've gotten a chance to play it. It's been a long, long week waiting, but we played it yesterday, Will and I for sure, and then we played with Brandon and Brian from the OK Show Around, and yeah, they were good fun.
Yeah, what are your first impressions, Rodney, on Season 5?
It's definitely different. They added a new place called Palm Springs, right?
I think it's Paradise Valley or Paradise Palms.
It's like the new Tilted Towers, and you go there and you have no idea where anything is, and you get just murdered immediately.
Except it's a desert wasteland.
Actually, did that take over Moisty Mire?
Yes.
I haven't played yet, obviously, because this week of work's been so hectic, but I've heard that they've took away my home and native land, so kind of upset.
Yeah, Moisty's gone. So you're next, if you want to drop there, man, picture Tilted Towers times two.
Yeah.
So is has Tilted still there? Is Tilted still there?
Yeah, Tilted's still there, and like 40% of the population goes to Paradise Palms, and then 30% go to Tilted Towers, and then the other 70% go somewhere else. 30% go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So it's still like it's the map's a little uneven right now then.
A little bit, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Mind you, there's a challenge, get kills in Paradise I don't know what it's called. We should look it up so we don't sound like fools. But there's a challenge to get 3 kills in Paradise Palms or whatever it is. And nice. That's why it's hot right now.
So you know what the goal is today then, boys, is to try and take out Paradise Valley or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't take it over.
So, I mean, it's similar to Tilted. It's not as big as Tilted. It's a little bit smaller, but there's still a lot of loot, except every time I land there, I only find heals and ammo. I can't find a freaking gun. And then it's a white revolver, and then some guy shoots me in the head with a shotgun or something and kills me immediately.
Paradise Palms.
Actually, I came across a video on YouTube. We should post this on our page. It's actually so funny. It's a guy making this video, and it's streamer loot versus regular people loot.
Right.
Like Ninja will land and he'll be like, "Oh, right on a gold scar. I can't believe how lucky I'm getting." And then the opens the chest and, "Oh, dang, I got a gray pistol. What the hell?" Yeah. And then they keep going and the one guy's like, "A gold shotty. This is so awesome. I'm getting so lucky." And then the guy goes again and he's like, "A green pistol. Sweet." it's actually so funny.
That's so accurate. Like, anytime I open a chest, it's a burst. It's a gray burst every time.
Yeah, it's Gray Burst. And then like you're watching streamers and they're getting gold pumps and it's like,
yeah,
what?
And then you look over and there's just a Scar hanging out like on the balcony of a freaking house. You're like, what? What? Yeah. They should. I think they should change the chests in terms of they should have a, like rarities in of the chests. Like right now, they're just they have a yellow glow, so that can be like the normal chest. And then if you find one that's like a blue chest, it's a rare chest, right? And it has rare shit in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a good idea. Like as long like with the guns, make the chests colored.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Because then when you're looking in the distance and you're like, oh, it's a white chest. It's a waste of my time.
Yeah,
so that's what I thought. That'd be cool. But anyways, big news coming out of Epic Games. Will, you mentioned this the other day, but they signed a deal with Funko.
Yeah, they signed a huge deal with Funko to produce Fortnite-exclusive toys, action figures, probably posters, anything you could probably think of.
But if they don't get if they don't get the thigh gap right, I'm not buying it.
I was gonna say, what are those things with the big heads called? Amiibos?
That's
or Amiibos?
Funko's. Nope. Oh, that's Funko.
Yeah. So we're gonna get a lot of Fortnite bobbleheads, pretty much, eh?
Pretty much, yeah. And I can already see myself collecting these things if they have like all my favorite skins.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna buy them unless they have the girls' booties just exactly right. I was watching a streamer the other day, Daquan, and he was asking that same question. He's like, why are all the girl skins got thick booties? It's actually ridiculous. And he was like highlighting it, and I was like, huh, they're all actually thick.
With thick thigh gaps.
with thick thigh gaps, yeah. That's why when you said that, it reminded me of that.
So. Well, I mean, yeah. It's even in season one, we're like, why does you can fit a train through each girl's legs, like.
So wrong.
But that's pretty cool. Maybe they'll make some like pickaxes and like, you know what's gonna be. I wonder if this will actually take off and they'll actually be like. Oh my god, what were those things, those beanie babies? Because now we'll get like, you'll get the cuddle bear, but then you won't, that cuddle bear won't have that backpack. So you'll be searching for the one with the right backpack, right? To make the set, like.
Right, yeah.
I could just see this taking off.
Yeah. Well, I picture they're most likely going to do, like you said, the big head Funko Pops. Mm-hmm. But they will most likely do some sort of like customization type figures as well. I picture, like you're saying, where you could just attach like different backpacks, the pickaxes in their arms.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
What does Funko do besides the big head toys? Do they do anything else?
I'm trying to remember. They started branching off into like some other toys as well. Let me look quickly here while we talk about it.
Yeah, because I mean, Amiibos are a really cool idea that Nintendo did, but it kind of died out. I mean, you could use the. They're trying to keep the Amiibos relevant by giving you bonuses in games when you use them, but still, it's just. It feels like it's dying out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do action figures, they do pop figures, like the Funko Pops. They have lifestyle stuff, so t-shirts, they have collectible boxes. Yeah, they have a lot of stuff they could do with Fortnite.
You know what I always thought was cool, is which I think they should, like, I don't know how this would work or if this is going to be a thing, but, remember, I think the Switch has it where it's like a Lego game, but where you buy in-store, you buy, like, characters and all. Stuff like a ship, and then you can actually scan it into your PlayStation or your, and then you can play with it. I'd be thinking that would be pretty cool for Fortnite. Like if you could buy and like buy pieces or like a customizable like character that you can customize, and then you could scan it into Fortnite. That'd be pretty sweet.
That's how I picture them moving actually forward. I was going to bring this up, but with their new exclusive deal with Funko Pop, I have a feeling with say PAX and E3. And San Diego Comic-Con, they could release exclusive Funko Pop figures that have like a code for an exclusive skin that only people at the at that event could get.
Okay.
See, yeah. That would be super cool. Hopefully they have something like that at PAX West.
Yep. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for PAX West.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All that, all those waiting in line.
All those foot-long chili cheese dogs.
Oh, you just made my stomach like do a, like a roller coaster.
I am going to try one of these chili cheese dogs just to show you guys that, like, it's fine. It's all good,
dude,
boys.
We won't see you for
the
rest of the day.
You are not allowed to use our washroom in the apartment.
Yeah, no. We won't see Mark for the rest of the day. He'll be lined up to use the bathroom. It'll be 20 deep to use the bathroom. So, but
that's fine. I have an iron stomach, boys. Ironclad stomach.
Yeah, for Canadian food, not for American food. American food, yeah. I don't know.
I know it's different. It's different. We have like I think we have a higher standard.
Yeah, for there's like there's some chemicals and stuff that we don't allow that they put in American food. I don't think our bodies are used to it, so they just get thrashed about.
Yeah.
Oh. Our poor intestines.
Even like we just went to McDonald's down there. Like we have McDonald's everywhere up here, but it's just different, you know. Like all the way down to the meat, right? Because the meat up in Canada, it's law that it can't put hormones or any of that kind of stuff in it. So it's just
is the McDonald's better down there than up here?
No, I mean I felt like absolute garbage, like more than usual.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's. It probably makes you feel more like garbage because, like you said, for that stuff that's not allowed in our food up here. Yeah.
So.
All right. So wait, did you guys not get any good food down there?
No, sushi. That was about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going back
sushi,
there.
Sushi, burgers, and stuff like that. But.
Wait, I guess like you'd have to like even if you went to like a nice restaurant and got a burger, would that still make you?
That was okay. We had one burger there. That was fine. But it was outside the convention center, right?
Oh, yeah. Convention center is just quick and easy. It's like, you know, like catering, like a catering truck almost.
Yeah. With the first year I went down there, Will said, do not go to the Subway. The Subway will fuck you up.
And did you go to the Subway?
No, we didn't. Like every time I look at it, I just remember Will's face when he said that. So I'm like, he's probably telling the truth here, so I'm going to stay away from that. But we went to the restaurant where they got a burger, and it was the first time I've been to the States before. So for the States listeners, up in Canada, they don't ask you how you want your burger done. It's like it's got to be fully cooked all the way through. So anyways, I went down there and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'll get, you know, whatever burger. And they look at it, they're like, how do you like your burger? I'm like, done.
Well done, please.
No, I didn't even say well done. I just said, done. Like, I like cooked. I don't know. What are you asking me?
Can you guys imagine a rare burger?
Oh, man. When people ask for like blue rare steak, I just want to punch them. It's like, no, that's like you basically just took a bite out of the cow's ass.
Yeah, that's gross.
We should probably get a little bit more on the topic here. But
yeah, let's go back to Fortnite.
About bad food.
So, just before we go back on topic, we got our own like an apartment with a kitchen because we're gonna bring our own food from Canada. So yeah. So we don't. Yeah. So we can enjoy the entirety of PAX and not like 50% of it because we spend the other 50% in the bathroom. But anyways,
I actually wanted to. So like getting back onto Fortnite, what else is there on the map? Because like there can't just be that parrot. It can't just be Moisty Mire. That's
no.
Gone.
They've changed.
There was rifts all over the place.
Yeah, they changed a bunch of places. There's Pirate Cove now, which is on top of the mountain, right next to.
Bobby Shorts,
but it's more of a Viking.
Yeah.
Is that like Snobby Shores?
It's by Snobby Shores. It's directly
right above Greasy.
Yeah, it's right across from the silo by Snobby Shores on the other mountain there. Yeah, so and then what else did they change, Will? They change
Lazy Links golf course where Anarchy Acres used to be.
Yep.
That's cool.
They basically filled in Dusty Divot, so it's not just this open void of space. They have a bunch of trees and stuff in there now, and the actual complexes on the divot are like a little bit more worn down and beaten up, but so you can't like snipe someone across the divot anymore because there's so many trees in the way.
Is it still a divot or is it like filled in?
It's still the divot.
It's still the divot, okay. But there's so many trees, so you have a good amount of cover.
And mats.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm just getting excited to play now.
There's also, I told Rodney about this last night. I don't think he's seen it yet, but in Loot Lake, there's a pyramid under the water.
What? A pyramid under... Is it like underneath the island? Kind of like
no, in it's Loot like Lake? Right in the middle of the lake. Like, it's a huge pyramid. So I bet you, because the rifts are still in the sky and things are going to be changing from week to week. So I wouldn't be surprised if something happens to Loot Lake and we get like some sort of
good
Egyptian style thing.
Yes.
Honestly, Loot Lake needs to go. Seriously, Loot Lake is probably one of the most like never dropped spots. Like in the entire game,
it's just
you say that till they have a challenge like right now where you have to get 7 chests.
Yeah, well, that's the only way people go to Loot Lake. It's like the stupidest spot when you're, especially when like you see a little potato jumping around in the water. It's like
it's just a high risk, low reward area.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, but we had some good games yesterday, Will. Me and you playing duos, that was good, and then I had to get off for a while.
And then when I was playing with Brandon and Brian, and then you joined us, we had some good games there, too.
Yeah, the last game we played, we're like, oh, we're dead tired, man, we need to go. That last game was actually really good.
How late did you guys play last night?
Oh, 10:30, but I mean, I only slept for 4 hours on after work on whatever day that was.
Yeah, that's what Will was saying, like, you got home pretty much similar to like probably half an hour later than I did, and then we're up by 9 playing Fortnite. Like,
well, he called me at 10. Yeah. He's like, hey, Fortnite.
Well, I was capitalizing on my wife absentee time. Yeah.
So
yeah we worked a night shoot on Thursday, and I finished at 5 in the morning, and I got home at 6:30, and yeah.
And I finished I finished same time and got home. Yeah, it's actually the same time as you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and then everyone's like, oh, it's just a night shift. But no. We did like, we all started at 1 p.m. on the Thursday and worked until 5 in the morning. So it was a long haul for sure.
Yeah.
And not to mention it was supposed to be over like by 2:30-ish.
Yeah.
But, it, you know.
Everything changes in film. Everything changes in film. So, yeah.
Buddy, they just unveiled the first Fortnite Funko Pop.
Oh, what is it? Show me.
What kind is it? Is it
It's the T-Rex.
Oh. Okay, that's all right. I was hoping they would do, like, the stock player.
They probably will.
That would be a kick in the balls. Right?
But this is the first one they're showing it off for Comic-Con.
Okay.
That's cool.
I think that'd be a kick in the balls. Be like, oh, you guys like Fortnite? Here's the stock character.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going.
It's probably going to be rare.
Limited. I'm impressed with the quality.
Limited edition, low thigh gap, Fortnite character.
No, it's got full thigh gap.
Full thigh gap. Okay, I'm checking it out right now.
It's there.
I'm gonna check this out too.
Funko.
So yeah, I can picture myself when these come out to holiday season. I could see my shelf being full.
Yeah, for sure. Oh,
the collectibles.
Yeah.
You know, man, Epic just wants to make more money.
Well, didn't they only start out with like a handful of developers?
Well, developing Fortnite, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it was an in-game, like in-studio thing with Epic, but when Fortnite first launched, it was not a battle royale game.
Yeah, it was the Save the World, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because that crashed hard, they added the Battle Royal, and now they've pretty much dominated.
Oh my god, they got a Donald Trump Funko toy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like him. Anyways,
what do you guys think?
They're pretty cool. I saw an image of the spaceman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the black spaceman. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want the alien fish thing. As a Funko toy,
I want the Raven. The Raven is
the Raven would be cool.
We'll send me that link and we'll post that on our website so everyone can see it.
Yeah, it is. I already posted it into the Skype chat.
Cool. All right. So moving on here. So I bought the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy for the Switch, and I didn't play a lot of Crash Bandicoot when I was younger because I didn't have a PlayStation. But I'm quite enjoying it. I'm playing the first one right now. I haven't touched the second or third, so I don't know what entails on that. But the first one is like a rail platformer, I guess is the best way to describe it. So like it's a lock camera. You can't change where you're looking, and you're basically just running in a straight line.
Yeah, that was my problem with that game back then.
Yeah, so but it's,
like I think the second I can't remember. I think the second and third that changed though.
Yeah, it got well. The second got better. Third got more of a 3D thing where you. I think the camera actually moved.
Yeah, that's the one I remember playing.
Okay, that's good to hear. Yeah, I mean I'm getting kind of bored with the rail aspect of the game, but the game's freaking hard. Like for a game that's like it came out in 1990 whatever. It like it's hard.
Oh yeah.
So
it feels like back then video games were actually made hard, and now like nowadays games are made like so you can beat them because they don't want people feeling bad about themselves. You know, like those participation awards.
Yeah, you know what? I think they made games harder back in the day because they originally were on arcades and they were designed for you to spend more money.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's probably why they were harder back in the day, but then they released the NES and they didn't have any other formula to, build a game, and make it relatively easy. I mean, easier for a platformer where you're not spending money. They didn't have that sort of formula, so they just defaulted to, making it freaking hard. But mind you, most of the games on the NES used to be, arcade games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my theory. Because we went to a place called Castle Fun Park, which is like for kids, but we're kids at heart. So, but they have arcade games everywhere, and there was a Luigi's Mansion one there, and it was actually really hard. I played it with a friend of mine, and yeah, it's designed to make you spend money for sure.
That game was actually so much fun, low key. Luigi's Mansion when that was released on GameCube.
Oh yeah, I even really enjoyed the second one on the 3DS as well. Have you played that one?
No, I never played the second one on the 3DS.
You explore five different mansions and lots of collectibles. It was a lot of fun. And then they also have a multiplayer mode where you I can't remember what it's called, but you have to clear a tower. And so you go on the main floor and it's multiplayer. You can play up to four people. Go around and you capture all the ghosts. And then when all the ghosts are captured, you move up a floor. And then every fifth floor is a boss floor. So then you got to try to clear it all the way up to the top, and it gets super hard.
Huh. That's on the 3DS?
Yeah, that's on the 3DS.
Wow, sounds fun.
Well, if you get it, I have it, so we'll play with multiplayer, because I don't think it'll be hard to play the multiplayer now, and no one freaking plays it. So, but anyways, going back to Crash Bandicoot, they visually updated the graphics, and it looks really good. And it's a little, but I think the controls are still the same. Like, you know, back in the old day, like, go back and play the original Super Mario. There's a big delay in controller input. So if you're going too fast and then you're like, oh shit, I gotta turn around, and you push left, it takes the system like almost a whole second to like figure out what you want and then make that happen in the game. And I felt like that's the same thing with Crash Bandicoot. Like, you can't. The controls are very loose. I don't know.
But you also have to remember at least for the PlayStation wise, the controller hasn't really changed too much.
No, I know, but
it's gotten more advanced and more responsive. Yeah. But the button patterns, like you know, the triangle, the square, the circle, the X. That kind of stuff hasn't changed much since the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's the system's ability to comprehend the actual inputs of the controls and transfer those into the actual game. Like, yeah. The controller itself hasn't changed, you're right, but, the actual... Yeah, like, think about the original Smash Brothers. Like, when you push, like, A down or A sideways or whatever, there's a small delay between your input and the actual action on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's still like that, though.
No, it's a little bit better now. It's a little bit more tight. Like, even now, us playing Fortnite, like, when you push A, it's almost instantaneous that you're jumping, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with a wireless controller, I think there still is a little delay.
There is a minor lag to that, but when you use a wired controller, you have more of a response.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Makes sense.
It was the same thing we were talking about, remember, with the SCUF. You can order that, the new SCUF, either wireless or wired, but it even says there the wired version has a better response time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Which I still plan on doing that eventually.
Yeah.
Hmm. So later in the year, they're having a Spyro game get released, and I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts are on that. It's a re-release of the first one, I believe.
And the second and the third. It's the Spyro trilogy.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Out of all the PlayStation games, I've played Spyro probably the most. For not owning a PlayStation. So this is gonna be interesting. I played the first two for sure, and then I played the GBA Spyro game that came out.
Yeah. See, what was cool about Spyro is I think that came out around the same time Crash Bandicoot actually was out too. And Spyro was one of the first games on PlayStation that you could actually like explore the world and like move the camera around.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, yeah, PlayStation had that all figured out even before Nintendo did the 3D camera. So. Spyro, I guess, is the pioneer of the 3D platforming area, really.
When you think about it, like, the PlayStation has always been ahead, especially in the graphics department and in 3D.
Yeah, absolutely. And just not in the multiplayer function. They've always been like story-driven campaign games, really. I mean, until third-party developers came in, like, and endgame games like Call of Duty and... Yeah. Battlefield and all those ones.
Yeah, but like they don't have PlayStation, like Switch and Xbox. Well, I would say less Xbox. It's mostly the Switch. I think have the best multiplayer games. Like
yeah, the like Xbox couch co-op used to be or really online good. Even.
Yeah, the Xbox used to be good. I can't think of too many good games they have that like that are good multiplayer games that the PlayStation doesn't have. Kind of thing.
Well, when the Xbox original Xbox came out, Halo was a multiplayer, and
yeah, Halo was god. Like that's
what drove the bus.
Talking
for sure.
More couch co-op and stuff like that, where you could have friends over and just jump into a multiplayer game. Like Xbox doesn't have that anymore.
No, and Switch still has that. They still have the games for that,
and that's why everyone was so gung ho about Nintendo's because of the couch co-op. Games that came out with it, and then once Xbox came out and they had a superior gaming experience with couch co-op, like that took over, and then PlayStation was just puttering along with their like single campaign games.
Do you remember the game that was supposed to rival Halo when it came? Was Killzone or Kill Switch or something like
Killzone.
That? Killzone, which was just hot garbage.
Well, it was still a big title for the PlayStation, but
it was supposed to be the Halo killer. Yeah. No, it didn't. It was supposed to be the Halo killer, and I remember playing that, and I was just like, yeah, no.
They did release 4 Killzones, though, or is it 3? I can't remember. The last one came out with the release of the PS4, which I have, but I haven't picked it up.
That game was a flop, though.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played Kill Switch, so I see you guys are not encouraging me to play it by the sounds of it.
Killzone. It's PS4 only, or PlayStation.
just go back and play the Master Chief Collection. You'll be fine.
Yeah, Will, what the hell? We're delaying on that hard.
We have to have time.
Yeah. And then
VGN fans, we're gonna see Will and Rodney stream Halo for speedruns.
Yeah, it's gonna happen soon.
It'll happen like the end of the year though when we have time.
Yeah,
the speedruns take a lot of dedication.
Yeah, and it's co-op too. Like no one really does it co-op.
Yeah. Oh, and I will tell everyone right now when we do it, it will not be kid friendly.
Yeah,
You guys don't have. Are you guys gonna do it live or are you just gonna like?
We'll probably do it.
Are
live.
We just gonna record your best one and then?
do you have Nintendo little faith in us, Mark? Like, just no faith at all that we can pull it off?
I mean, I have faith. I just think that, like, you know, by hour six, our viewers might be a little.
We could do Halo 1 pretty easy. Halo 2, you're going to hear us like... There's going to be a lot of like really, really, really derogative words.
Yeah, we'll be playing whatever that regret, and it'll be like 45 minutes. Good enough. Fuck this level.
There'll probably be a lot more swearing than that.
Yeah. I'm definitely an angry gamer for sure. Will is too, but you're not at the extent that I am.
I just bottle it up.
Yeah, you just bottle it up, and then you're just like, fucking done.
You don't see me from, like, when I'm playing. So, like, if we played live and I had a web camera on me, everyone would see, like, my facial expressions.
Yeah.
I think we've asked that question before here on VGN, which game actually made you break a controller? Like, what was your angriest moment? Yeah. I think both you guys said that.
Yeah. But I mean, when I know people, like when I have a headset on, I bottle up my angry gaming like so good. But yeah. I think the trick to being a good streamer is just to not do that and just let it out, and just you become a freaking cartoon character.
I'll be like Boogie Pop. I'll throw like a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
Or not Boogie Pop. Boogie something. I can't remember his name.
Just throws his headset across the room. The computer goes with it.
Where's my fucking Mountain Dew? I put it here.
Oh yeah, that guy showed me right. I remember now. But anyways, so going back to Spyro, we just can't hold it together today. All over the place here. But yeah, going back to Spyro, do you have any fond memories of the first three, Will or Mark?
Oh, it's so long since I've played it. I really don't remember the game that much, so I'm really looking forward to, you know, replaying the remastered edition.
To be honest, when did Spyro come out? Like, 96, 97?
Yeah,
96, 97, somewhere around there, yeah.
Somewhere around there, like, I might have been, like, 12. I can't, like, I remember running around with that little purple dragon shooting fireballs. I remember some of the boss fight. Like, I didn't finish Spyro by any means because the boss fights were so difficult. Yeah. But that could have just been my age there, too.
Well, they had a Spyro game on the GameCube, I'm pretty sure.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they did. I tried to play it on an emulator and it was just lagging so freaking hard it was unplayable, so I didn't play it. But they had Gary Oldman in it, was a voice actor in one of them.
Gary
Oldman.
Like, what are you talking about, Willis?
No, like Sirius Black.
Gary Coleman, never mind.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Oldman is
Sirius Black.
What did you know him from?
Sirius Black from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, what was he in The Dark Knight? He was what was his name?
Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon from The Dark Knight.
No, yeah, not to again change topic. There's a lot of like actors lending their voices to video games now.
Well, it's a big market.
Will, who is the guy, Will, we talked about from Elder Scrolls?
Oh, John Cleese.
John Cleese, and he was in another game that I was just so happened to be playing, and then I remember I phoned you up and told you, and then you're like, "Yeah, dude, he's the same guy from Elder Scrolls," and I'm like, it just blew my mind, but.
John Cleese is the most British-sounding Britishman I've ever heard.
Like, and then actually they had Samuel L. Jackson, and I think in Grand Theft Auto 4?
Was it 4 or 3?
It might have been 3. He was one of the dirty cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember now. It was John Cleese for Elder Scrolls Online, because he's Sir Caldwell. I remember he's Caldwell, and then he's Fable 3. He's Jasper.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Any butler should be John Cleese. Like any butler is John Cleese, because he just has that voice. It's just
he does.
Actually, you know what? Any role where it's like, oh, this guy's English, John Cleese. Like literally.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was nearly Headless Nick in Harry Potter. He was no. What was that other guy? There was I'm thinking of Love Actually. Have you guys seen that movie?
Oh yeah.
God, what is his name? Bill Nighy. That guy's like an angry Brit. He plays an angry Brit in like every role he plays. It seems like. all the UK fans are going to just rage on our Facebook page. Like, how dare you? How dare you? Yeah, we lost all four of our UK listeners now.
So. Much love to the UK.
So, but
yeah, we're not ragging on him. We love John Cleese. Yeah.
We've ragged on the US enough. It's the UK's turn now.
Yeah, man.
One of my favorite movies is Monty Python.
Yeah, for sure. Actually, you know what? I think the UK puts out the best actors, honestly, because they're trained in classical theater, so they just know how to basically take the stage and put on a good performance. So yeah, I think if anyone was going to win an award, it would more often or not be a UK actor. That's just my opinion, but
that is true.
So yeah, they all like really care about their roles. They're very serious about it, and there seems to be like little to no drama on the sets, or so I hear, when they're shooting their movies. Huh. They're not like C-list actors from Canada or the States that are like, oh, don't you know who I am? My coffee's not warm enough.
Can you please hold this umbrella while I use the bathroom?
Yeah. Fuck. God. I hate them so much. Not all actors are like that, but there are some, and most of the time they're like the B or C list actors that think they're A list actors, but they're not. Because all the A list actors are like top shelf.
Couple right now that I've worked with, I'm just not going to say names.
Yeah,
that's probably for the best.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, so Spyro, we went wildly off topic again. I mean, I really enjoyed Spyro. I enjoyed the gameplay of the first one, and I think that really hooked me. And I think what it was the 3D aspect of it. So I think the first 3D game I ever played was Super Mario 64, but I branched off and obviously played other games. So like DK64, and then Spyro was one of them for sure. So yeah, I really enjoyed playing Spyro, and I'm really excited for the re-release trilogy.
I am as well, mainly because of after they finished with Spyro, they ended up going with Skylanders. And Skylanders, I was never into, didn't even play it. It just didn't appeal to me.
Right.
And I always thought that was the end of the Spyro series. So I'm really happy they're bringing it back with the remaster. And maybe, you know, just like they said with the Crash Bandicoot, if Crash is successful, we could see future games.
What was the Skylanders?
It's like, take every recycled character that's died in a franchise and put it in one game.
Oh, really?
No.
No.
I was like, what?
You play, like, it's a full game, but you get characters out of toys.
And what, was this like a Spyro sequel? I'm confused, like.
No, it was just based in the Spyro world. So, like, Spyro existed. You couldn't play him. You'd have to create your own character using, like, these toys you'd buy and collect, which were the Skylanders.
That sounds like some hot garbage right there.
It was successful, I think, to a certain point for, like, young kids. And then it just became repetitive and they couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Well, good thing they went away with that and they're re-releasing the original Spyros, because those were actually fun.
Actually, have you never seen a Skylander? Like every like Best Buy and EB Games that you go into, they always had like a Skylanders display case.
Oh, I've never heard of this game.
So
that came out. That came out with PlayStation, the original.
No, Skylanders, I think, was multi-platform. It was on the Wii, Wii U, or Xbox, PS3, PS4. I gotta remember.
It was a PS4 title? Jesus.
Let me look. I'm pretty sure it was still around a couple of years ago. They just gave up on it recently, if I remember correctly, unless it's still going.
I'm curious to know how much money that made, because I always looked at it and go, that doesn't look fun to me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound fun.
Being sour.
Okay, here. Maybe Skylanders is still apparently going on. There's a new one coming out in August called The Ring of Heroes.
Oh.
All right, so just going to I have to go to the Facebook page on my phone because my mouse is not responding to me. So, but anyways, we had a comment from one of our listeners. I remember back a couple more than a couple podcasts ago, we were talking about a game that we wanted where there's like a command mode where you play as a commander and then there's people who boots on the ground.
Oh my god, yes, dude. Where I remember this, there was a commander and it was, yeah. We hadn't worked out all the details, but he was like initializing the orders to the troops, and it was your job to get them done. Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, so Matthew on our Facebook page says, "Hi guys, not sure what else." He's like, "Oh, I'm not sure what to talk to you guys on." Facebook works very well. He's a listener on Spotify, but he says we keep mentioning like a game for an FPS game that having a general with a map and giving out commands to boots on the ground. Battlefield 4 has/had exactly that. There was a commander mode that could be played in a game or in a tablet. So almost exactly what you're describing. The only problem was boots on the ground actually followed orders, and when they did, you could rack up a ton of points. Like the squad would get points for following the commander's orders. Just figured I'd tell you guys that little bit of info. So yeah, I guess that game does exist. We're not pioneers.
Thanks, Matthew. We're just, I guess, a couple years too late on that one.
Yeah, so we should
check
that out.
But it's also Battlefield 4, so, and he says had. So maybe it was a mode they were just testing and never fully stayed in the game?
Maybe. I never played Battlefield 4, so...
No, I was never really big into Battlefield. I'm going to pick this one up, though, just for the... It looks amazing. The new Battlefield 5.
Yeah. I'm down with the story, the multiplayer, and the battle
story,
royal.
The multiplayer, the battle royal, but not even that, just the grand operations.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they took that a bit from Star Wars Battlefront, but...
Well, they had operations in Battlefield 1 when it came out in 2016.
Yeah. No, but like grand operations is it's over like 4 days, so like the offense wins. Then I think you have to win twice or something like that. So it's offense, defense.
Yeah.
But that's just like Star Wars Battlefront has that too.
Where but a lot of I'm pretty sure Mark. I think the older Battlefields had it as well, just like a lighter version of it.
Okay, and I think this is just because it's World War II, right? So they're just okay.
But you got to also remember the Battlefront, like the new Battlefronts. Are developed by DICE as well, so the same company that's doing this game.
Yeah, so it would have a lot of similarities.
Exactly, right? It's the same developer.
Yeah.
But is it the same team? No, you're right. It's the same developer. There's like one guy, he goes into the Star Wars room, he's like, do this, it's a good idea, and then he goes into the Battlefield room, do this, it's a good idea, it's the same idea.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, sure. So...
That's how I picture how games are made.
I just picture like a ton of board meetings, just an absolute ton of board meetings, and then there's like one guy at a whiteboard like drawing stuff out, and then they go nah, loot boxes, actually, loot boxes, put them in.
This is probably a little off topic, but do you ever remember the game for your phone is called Game Developer Story?
No.
You start out in this little crappy apartment. And then you're controlling this guy, and you're telling him to like, you just have to like do things like, oh, you work on your game, do this, do that. And then the further along you get, you can hire people. And then you get to this point where you release the game, and then you see how your sales do and stuff like that. And if it's good, then you make a sequel. And if it's not, then you fail.
Life simulator.
Pretty much.
All your dreams down the drain.
Yeah.
It was a pretty fun game. I remember that. I played that a couple years ago.
All right, so I think we're running out of things to talk about. We're going to circle back to Fortnite, and you bloody well know it.
Yeah, I wanted to also bring up, before we forget, next week is the start of the one-year birthday celebration for Fortnite.
Oh.
So do I get a birthday cake or what?
Starting on the 24th, Fortnite will be celebrating their first anniversary with a limited time in-game event. You can earn special birthday cosmetics by completing birthday challenges and quests in-game. From the birthday battle bus to the Sploder husk carrying a tasty surprise, we can't wait to party with you.
Cool. Yeah, we could use some extra XP because we barely hit 100 on Season 4. Like, by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin.
Well, that's why I like this one here. You play 14 matches, and they'll give you 5,000 XP.
That's sweet.
If you deal 1,000 damage to opponents, you'll get the birthday cake emoticon. And if you dance in front of different birthday cakes on the map, you'll get the birthday cake spray.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, that's cool. That sounds good. Yeah, we got to play next weekend, obviously, for that. So is that for the week or?
I don't know. It just says starting July 24th. I can't see them only doing a couple days because they know people work as well. So I see this maybe ending the following Tuesday.
I hope it lasts for at least 2 weeks. Give us a couple weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I mean,
like these challenges are super easy. Like play 14 matches.
Well, you don't that's have time to,
it
consuming.
Doesn't say win.
Even if you die right away, playing 14 matches is like 2 hours of your life.
Yeah, but then deal 1,000 damage to opponents.
Yeah, okay, that's easy.
The only one I see that could take time is dance in front of the different birthday cakes because you have to track them all down.
Yeah, well, we have the internet.
Which is super easy when you have the internet.
Yeah, thank you, internet.
No more Nintendo Power, no more like your friends totally trolling you. Like, oh, if you push A, A, B, B, C up, C down, C up, C down, then you get Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Mark, I hated that. Yeah. I would always rage when, like, I would always try that and it would never work for me. And then, yeah. rage would ensue.
Well, I mean, and I was a gullible piece of garbage as a kid anyway, so I'd believe anything anyone said.
No, I still am.
So, yeah. What was the worst one? Someone told me that if I play Smash Brothers and I beat the whole campaign by only pushing B, then I would get Bulbasaur. And I'm like, really? Oh, shit. So, like, I literally just chose Captain Falcon and, like, only pushed B. And I got to the giant DK and get just wrecked. And I was just so frustrated. I'm like, never gonna get Bulbasaur. Ooh.
For me, it was Pokemon Red.
Oh, yeah?
Mew under the truck.
Yeah. Didn't they... But haven't I seen videos of people actually finding Mew under the truck? Or is that still just bullshit?
With like an emulator or something. But if like you had the actual game, I don't think that existed.
Right. Missing No was a... I mean, Missing No actually existed, but like that's something that after someone told me that there's Bulbasaur in Smash Bros, that I would look at them and be like, no, that's bullshit. There's no way that's a thing. So... But anyways, winding down, you guys want to talk about some more Fortnite?
Well, I wanted to, what do you think of the new toys?
I mean, they would look nice on our little shelf.
Oh, no, I'm talking like the in-game toys, sorry.
The in-game, for Fortnite?
Yeah, the basketball.
Oh, yeah, the super hard challenge.
What's the super hard challenge?
Well, you get at Battle Pass 11, tier 11, you get a emote for you shoot a basketball, and then you have to go around the map and find 5 basketball hoops and sink 3-pointers. It's freaking bullshit.
Oh, that is sweet. You know what? I think they actually hinted to this because I remember in, I think it was Moisty Mire or Greasy Girl, one of those places, there was a basketball and a hoop, but you couldn't do anything. All you could do was kick the stupid basketball. So yeah, I was always wondering, like, what the hell is this?
So far, from my memory, I know there's one in Tilted. I think there's one in Paradise Palms.
There's one in Paradise. There's one in Tilted. There's one in Junk Junction, Greasy.
Snobby?
Snobby has one in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, the crate place with all like the shipping containers.
Yep.
And then I'm trying to remember the last. There's like 9 of them. So
yeah, there's
it's
a
easy
bunch.
To get 5.
Yeah,
it's just
bunch.
More of getting the actual freaking 3-pointer.
Yeah, I bet that's probably super difficult, but still sounds like a lot of fun.
Because then people can see your freaking basketball shot from a mile away. So it's like, if you miss, you got to do like 5 or 6 attempts to get it in.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was amazing. Brandon, before you joined us yesterday, he was trying to get his 5th one, and we all died. And he just shot the basketball, and he gets the swish, and then he gets sniped in the head. Like right when the celebration went off where he got the thing, it says 5.
Oh, that's okay. He still obviously got it, right?
He did, but like right when it went off, he got sniped in the head.
That's funny. And he's probably like, I'm not even upset.
He's not. He was like, at least I got it. That's what he said. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, what did he call it? Buzzer beater.
That's funny because I've never seen Brandon rage. So that might have been funny if that snipe came 2 seconds earlier.
Have you?
Oh, he would have raged.
Have you ever? Have you ever seen Brandon get quietly excited? He showed me a.
Yeah.
He showed me a stream he did when he was playing Call of Duty Infinite War or whatever, Infinite Warfare, and he was like wall running, and I think it was for a tournament or something too, and he like wall running, he like killed all 4 teammates and got the win, and I guess Evan was sleeping beside him, and he's like. He's like getting quietly excited.
I actually saw a video of that. That was actually low-key dirty, and I realized how good Brandon actually was at video games watching that, because he was the only one left, and there was like 4 guys I think left, and he was trying to defend the bomb. And so what he would do is he would kill one guy that was trying to disarm the bomb, and he had like a route, and he would wall run.
Yeah.
And he would wall run in a circle and wait until the other guy would try and disarm the bomb, and then he did that 3 times. I was actually like blown away. I was like, holy. And then he's trying to scream. He's like, oh my god. He's just doing it so quietly. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I think that was actually dirty. Yeah, when I have to be quiet, I just bottle it up, and then yeah, not good.
Yeah. You know what? That's actually gonna be one of the ones on the I'm gonna put that one on there.
Alright, yeah. Does Brandon have that?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
That plays of the week, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk a little bit about the thing that we're going to be doing soon?
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say too much. I wasn't sure if we were unveiling it or not.
Let's just keep it with, like, more of a secret till we figure out the specifics.
Fine.
But I think we can tease it.
Fine. Yeah, we're thinking, yeah, like we've been saying for the last couple podcasts, we're thinking of changing the structure of our show. And on Monday, we're doing a technical rehearsal, so maybe after that, we'll reveal what the hell we're doing. Before we spectacularly fail the technical rehearsal, like, just shit literally blows up in our face. We're like, ugh.
Yeah. Whatever happens, so we'll still be releasing on Spotify, so everyone that listens while working or driving, they'll still be able to listen.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever happens, even if this thing is a huge success, it's still always going to be on Spotify.
True, yeah, most of our hits come off of Spotify, like, 80% of our downloads are off of Spotify. Well, so
you know, it's just perfect thing to throw on in the morning or throw on in when you're driving home.
Yeah, I always listen to podcasts when I'm driving, and then Paul last week said like when he's working he listens to our podcast. So so I mean, I don't think anyone just like in their spare time just is like, yeah, we're gonna listen to a podcast and just sit on the couch and chill out. I don't know, that just seems weird to me.
No, when I'm home.
Yeah.
It honestly depends on how. Yeah, but like, no, I don't really do that either. Like,
what if you were grounded by your wife and you can't play Xbox? I might listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
This seems more like a you problem, Rodney.
Yeah. But I roll with the punches. I saw a meme the other day that like perfectly describes my life. It's like it's that meme that's like when the sun hits the hills just right from The Emperor's New Groove, and it's like the guy with the like just right face. Have you seen that one, Mark?
Oh yeah.
Mark, have you seen that meme before?
Yeah, I think I have.
I've seen a couple of really good ones, like when you draw the cards just right and it's Yugi, like. But no, this one.
that is a good one. Yeah.
But yeah, no, this one was really funny. It's like when you're when you love your girlfriend, do everything for her, are there for her, and she still falls asleep in time for you to play video games, and it's just him, like, I'm like, that is my life right there, so.
Yeah, because you're only allowed to play 2 hours
hours a week, which I totally don't follow. I, like, yeah, I played, like, 6
don't worry, guys, she'll be sleeping, and I'll be on in no time.
But I always play late, and then I play till 1 in the morning, and then get up for work at 5 or 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, that proves right there you're not a human being. You are a robot.
I am Rodney. Yeah. So, and then I go and make awesome decisions at work. That's actually interesting that I can go to work and do my job better than most people and only on 5 hours of sleep.
That's like, dude, not like when Will told me you like came home, slept, and were like trying to play Fortnite by 9:30. I'm like I just didn't understand. Like, what, do you not need sleep? Like,
probably got some.
You slept until six,
buddy. I slept until pretty much six. Like, I
how do you sleep for 12 hours? Like, I don't understand people that do that. Like, 12 hours of sleep is way too much.
I don't know, dude. I physically could not get out of bed. I heard my phone ringing and I looked at it and I saw you call a couple times and I'm just like, no. I pushed you away and then I cuddled my blanket and I was out for another few hours. Like, I literally physically couldn't get up.
Well,
it's funny now because now that I'm doing this and I'm up, I feel great. Like,
yeah.
You went to bed at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I, after sleeping all day, I got up, like, didn't do much else. I, like, didn't even play video games, watched a bit of TV, went out with a buddy for a little bit, came back home by 8:39, and then went back to bed. I was literally out for 2 days, like, a day and a night, but now I'm back.
And then you woke up again at, like, 9:40.
Oh, yeah. I pretty much woke up at... Yeah, 9:30. Nah. I saw you call, but I was just in the bathroom. So then I was like, oh, I'll call him back. But yeah, I pretty much got up in time for the podcast.
That's crazy. I got a little bit disoriented last night because my power went out for a moment. So I woke up. It must have been 8:30 or something. And I woke up and I looked at my clock and it said like 2 in the morning. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh no!
So I'm like, it's not 2 in the morning. The sun's up. So I just went back to bed and I woke up at 4 in the morning instead. And then I got up. So, yeah, no, that was super disorienting. And then, like, I was too lazy to look at my phone to find out what time it actually was. And I'm like, no, my body says I'm not ready.
See, man knows. Listen to your body.
Yeah. But I mean, I find I operate pretty well off 6 hours of sleep. Like, if I sleep 7 or 8 hours, I feel really groggy and gross.
I mean, yeah, maybe that could have been the case for me too, because I felt at one point I probably could have gotten up, but I fell back asleep, and then that was game over for me, and then I just didn't want to get up after that.
Right.
Cool. Well, we should probably end the podcast.
Yeah, we're just talking about personal shit now.
She's totally gone off cue, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, people will get a good laugh out of that. They'll just see what our life is like in film.
Yeah, there is no life in film.
Work, no sleep, life. And then trying to get enough time together to play some video games.
Are you guys like, on movie set
I only
memes?
Worked 3 days this week. How many hours do you guys think you put in this week?
Me? Oh, we're on set, on location all week, so I probably put in... I did 17-hour days and then a 19-hour day on Thursday. So,
see, I'm not quite sure. So I know I was in turnaround for one of the days. So I'd probably say one 17-hour day and at least all 15s after that.
Yeah. So yeah, long haul.
Well, I think we were all in turnaround after BC Hydro.
Yeah. Anyways,
out of there till like 9 or 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't think the fans want to listen to us talk about work.
Yeah.
Movies, don't do it. Don't do it. It sounds glamorous, but don't do it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
you
all we're gonna say. Yeah.
You want to play video games. You don't want to be divorced.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening to our podcast, our wildly out of the side of the box podcast this week, and we will see you guys on the next one. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Look towards the future.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.